When any direct message is sent, a closed outgoing triage will also be created. A closed outgoing triage will also be created and available in the patient's triage listing. The triage will include links to the previously stated send container, the recipient's direct messaging address, and any message that was created or included in the outgoing message. And any message that was created or included in the outgoing message. And any message that was created or included in the outgoing direct message. Please note that these attachments will also be accessible from the patient's chart in their All Documents listing. The subject line of the original triage will automatically be updated to state that there has been a direct message reply. The subject line of the original triage will automatically be updated to state that there has been a direct reply message from the responding provider's direct messaging address. You will also notice that the triage reason code will be updated to the direct incoming code. Select the End-to-End Exceptions button at the bottom of the Chart Central screen to access the direct holding tank. The holding tank will contain a list of all of the direct message exceptions that have been received by your office. The holding tank will display the date that the direct message was received, as well as the subject and the direct address of the sending provider. The Select Recipient button on the button line at the top of the screen can be used to narrow the selection results by the recipient's direct messaging addresses. When a direct message exception is clicked on, you will be forwarded to the direct message preview screen. In the top left corner of the preview screen, the message text will contain header information such as the sender's direct address, the recipient's direct address, the patient's name and date of birth, the direct message subject line, and any written message that the sending provider may have included. On the right side of the preview screen, the attachments list will list all of the attachments that were included with the direct message. You can click over any of the attachments listed, and a pop-up will appear so you can review the attached information. The blue links below the message text will be used to process the direct message exceptions. The close record without import links will be used when you do. The close record without import links will be used when you do not need to import any of the information from the direct message. These would be used if you determine that the patient in the direct message is not a patient in your office. Selecting close record without import, no reply to sender link. Selecting the close record without import, no reply to sender link. Selecting the close record without import, no reply to sender link will simply close the direct message triage without sending any response to the sending provider. When the second close record without import link is clicked on, When the second close record without import link, add reply to sender. When the second close record without import add reply to sender link is clicked on, a text box will appear where you can enter a reply message to send to the sending provider. When the close record without import add reply to sender link. When the close record without import add reply to sender link is clicked on, a text box will appear where you can enter a reply message to send to the sending provider. Where you can enter a reply message to send to the sending provider. When the close record without import add reply to sender link is clicked on, a text box will appear where you can enter a reply message to send to the sending provider. If a reply message is not added into the field, when the check mark is clicked on, you will return to the direct preview screen and you will notice a note in the bottom left corner of If a reply message is not added into the field, when the check mark is clicked on, you will return to the direct preview screen and you will notice a note in the bottom left corner indicating that the reply message was not sent to the sending provider. If a reply message is not added into the field, when the check mark is clicked on, you will return to the direct preview screen and you will notice a note in the bottom left corner indicating that the reply message was not sent to the sending provider. To import.
Hey, Brendan.
Hey, what's going on, Brian? Let me call you back in a few minutes because I'm recording something right now. No problem. To import information directly into an existing patient's account or to create a new account for the patient, clicking the Import to Patient Chart link will access the patient lookup screen. To import the information directly into an existing patient's account or to create a new account for the patient, clicking the Import to Patient Chart link will access the patient lookup screen. When the patient lookup screen appears, you will notice in the top right corner of the screen a MedInfo dialog box will contain the patient's name and date of birth when available. A MedInfo dialog box will contain the patient's name and date of birth when available. Will contain the patient's name and date of birth when available. A MedInfo dialog box will contain the patient's name and date of birth when available. This information will also be displayed at the bottom of the screen underneath. This information will also be displayed at the bottom of the screen underneath the patient lookup options. This information will also be displayed at the bottom of the screen underneath the patient lookup options. Click over the correct patient when you have found them in the lookup, and a pop-up will appear where you can click the OK button to return to the direct holding tank. Click over the correct patient when you have found them in the lookup, and a pop-up will appear where you can click the OK button to return to the direct holding. And a pop-up will appear where you can click the OK button, where you can click the OK button to return to the direct holding tank, or click the Go to Account button to access the patient's information screen. Click over the correct patient when you have found them in the lookup, and a pop-up will appear where you can click the OK button to return to the direct holding tank, or click the Go to Account button to access the patient's information screen. If the patient does not already exist, click the Enter key to create a new patient's account. If the patient does not already exist, at the patient lookup, click the Enter key to create a new patient's account. At the patient lookup, click the Enter key to create a new patient's account. If there is information available in the MedInfo pop-up, it will automatically be imported into the patient's information screen when creating a new account. A pop-up will appear when the new account has been created, where you can click the OK button to return to the direct message holding tank, or click the Go to Account button to access the patient information screen. At the patient information screen, you should enter any additional information that was not automatically imported into the account. When the patient's chart is accessed, you will notice that the direct triage will be listed. When the patient's chart is accessed, you will notice that the direct triage will be listed, and the documents that were attached to the direct message will be available in the patient's All Documents listing. If you would like more information on how to customize your direct messaging setup, and documentation coding, please see the end-to-end direct message. If you would like more information on how to customize your direct messaging setup and documentation coding, please see the end-to-end direct messaging setup and document coding video tutorial. If you would like more information on how to customize your direct messaging setup and documentation coding, please see the end-to-end direct. Please see the end-to-end direct messaging setup and document coding video tutorial. This concludes the end-to-end direct messaging overview video tutorial. This concludes the end-to-end direct messaging overview video tutorial.